Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, KT Gallagher with the Dunn County Health Department. And this morning, we're going to talk with KT about the announcement from the Health Department in Dunn County of the first human case of West Nile virus. And KT, good morning, and thank you for joining us. So tell us about the situation with this first case of human case of West Nile virus.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. So yeah, in Dunn County, one of our folks that donate blood was found to be positive for West Nile virus. And so that's consistent with what we know about West Nile virus, that in 80% of the cases, it's fairly mild, but in 20%, it can be pretty dangerous and resulting in about 1% of those folks going to the hospital. So it is a mosquito-borne illness, and you know, those kind of nuisance house mosquitoes are really good at transmitting it. They don't like people necessarily. We aren't their favorite host, but it can move West Nile virus from their favorite host with birds to people.
And KT, this is, you mentioned for a lot of folks, they may not even know, but for others, it can be pretty severe, correct?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. They might not know that they're sick. They might feel a little crummy, a little under the weather, or might not even have any symptoms whatsoever. But in some folks, it can be some pretty strong neurological issues, so headaches and seizures potentially leading to some really horrible complications. And so that's why we really encourage folks. You never know what's going to happen to you and your immune system. We encourage folks to fight the bite, meaning to use a mosquito repellent that works best for them and their family while they're out, especially when they have during dawn and dusk, when they're most likely, the mosquitoes are most likely to be active.
Talking with KT Gallagher with the Dunn County Health Department this morning. Again, first human case of West Nile virus being reported in Dunn County. And you mentioned the mosquito repellent. What are some of the other things that folks can do to help prevent that bite in the first place?
Sure, absolutely. So we want to make sure that there aren't good places for those mosquitoes to hang out and make babies. So making sure that the lawn is mowed, because they like long grass during the heat of the day. And then any kind of standing water, be it the bird bath, be it tires or other bits that hold water, are emptied every 3 days so that there isn't a place for them to hang out and grow.
And it seems like this is something, a lot of folks would say, geez, you'd think we'd have West Nile virus a lot in the summertime and June and July. But it seems like this is more late August and into September that this starts to creep into the conversation. Is that correct?
That is correct. So this is the time of year we see cases. We see a spike every couple of years, generally in the late summer, early fall, and that's related to how mosquitoes grow. They really need that warmer weather that we enjoy at the very tail end of summer here in Wisconsin to grow and then bite people. And it takes a couple days to a couple weeks for folks to notice symptoms. So yes, this is the time of year we would see them.
So again, now let's do that prevention, the long light type of clothing and also the mosquito repellent as well. And just make sure you don't have a habitat for those mosquitoes, as this is something that will continue here, I guess. What, until the first freeze?
Yeah. So really until we hit a hard freeze of 32 to 28. And that's really when, thanks to our wonderful Wisconsin winters, we don't have to worry about mosquitoes.
That's the only good thing about the cold weather, in my opinion. While I have you on the line, okay, West Nile virus, we're talking about that. But this is still a time of year as well. We have to be on the lookout for wood ticks and Lyme's disease, right?
Absolutely. So Lyme disease happens quite a bit here in Wisconsin. And it continues on into those later warm days in fall. And so we'll definitely see a spike around. I know it was boat opener, and I know with gun opener, we'll see additional exposures where folks are out in long grass and exposed to tick and tick bites. And so it's really important, again, for folks to use a repellent. You can have it embedded in your clothing so that it doesn't smell, and to really do those tick checks every 24 hours. Make sure that if you're out and about on days that are over 45 degrees, that you do a head-to-toe check for ticks. And if you find one, reach out to your medical provider, especially if you see that characteristic bullseye rash.
KT Gallagher with the Dunn County Health Department. You're listening to WRDN.